we saw this opportunity back, you know, post-COVID, that if we could bring all these pieces together, we could have something of district size and scale. And when we last spoke, you know, I had thrown out the number of, we believe there's a 200 million ounce silver equivalent drilled. But we drilled a hole there that was a little over 2 meters of over 1,000 grams of silver. It had no gold in it. But then we stepped out now onto the parallel structure, 1.5 kilometers away. That, why we were there was because we had done mapping, sampling, all the information, you know, that took us a year to put together. And we thought, well, there's an opportunity here. Let's poke a hole in this. Because the surface samples ran from 300 grams to 600 grams silver. There was some lead, some zinc. So we drilled that. And that's the hole we announced today, which, you know, It's a kilometer and a half away. So for your U.S. viewers, you know, that's a little over a mile away. Here, there is a system. How big it is, you know, we're going to go into 2026 fully funded with a drill program. That's going to be, you know, that's going to tell us how big it is. You know, is there going to be more drilling? Of course, there's going to be more drilling and more work to do. But that was the news today. So.
Scott Emerson, Kingsman Resources. Good afternoon to you, my friend. How are you?
Good, Andy. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. Just before we get started, full disclosure, I am a new recent investor in Kingsman Resources. And Kingsman's Resources, as of the first of the year, is a sponsor of this channel. So I want to thank you for that. Scott, so we were talking just a little bit off camera. You're talking about how your year hasn't really... slowed 25, really just bled into 26, and you guys are off to the races. I'm really excited to be an investor. But tell me what you have. And it looks like you have some news that is just hitting the fan.
Yeah, well, I think, Andy, for those listeners that may have not listened to the first interview that that we did together, Kingsman, located in Mexico, Chihuahua, Mexico in particular, in the state of Chihuahua. And what we have is we had a project called Los Coloradas. It's a consolidation of a number of fragmented ownership projects that were fragmented in ownership. We brought them all together. And I say that because it's important, Andy, in that to give your listeners and your viewers an understanding of what we have, because we acquired an old mine. You know, and I will be quick, it's 300 meters in length, 150 meters deep. It operated from 1944 to 1952. It was a high-grade underground silver deposit. And we saw this opportunity back, you know, post-COVID, that if we could bring all these pieces together, we could have something of district size and scale. And when we last spoke, you know, I had thrown out the number of, we believe there's a 200 million ounce silver equivalent.
And I laughed. My jaw dropped when you said that. My jaw dropped. And I did
an opportunity there. And I think, you know, what you're seeing now is because we did drill the latter half of 2025, where, you know, we've been putting out results here, you know, every 3 to 4 weeks. But the results that we announced today were significant in the sense that we talked about having three potential structures or vein systems on this project. One is the Soledad, which is what the old mine sat on, that 300 meters. We traced that for a kilometer and a half. We had a parallel structure, which we identified. It had never been drilled. I should put that out there. We traced that for another 1.7 kilometers. And the news that you see today was we stepped out from our initial, we'll call it a discovery hole, because every hole we drill is a new discovery because it's never been drilled. But we drilled a hole there that was a little over 2 meters of over 1,000 grams of silver. It had no gold in it. But then we stepped out now onto the parallel structure, 1.5 kilometers away. That, why we were there was because we had done mapping, sampling, all the information, you know, that took us a year to put together. And we thought, well, there's an opportunity here. Let's poke a hole in this. Because the surface samples ran from 300 grams to 600 grams silver. There was some lead, some zinc. So we drilled that. And that's the hole we announced today, which, it's a kilometer and a half away. So for your US viewers, that's a little over a mile away. But what it confirms to us now is all the mineralization that we found to date is within a 2.5 kilometer, if you think of a rectangle, 2.5 kilometers long by 1 kilometer wide. So that's 2 miles by just shy of a mile wide. Everything to date we've discovered within that. So
Gosh.
that's giving us very good, information geologically to say there's obviously something happening here. There is a system. How big it is, we're going to go into 2026 fully funded with a drill program. That's going to be, that's going to tell us how big it is. Is there going to be more drilling? Of course, there's going to be more drilling and more work to do. But that was the news today. So, we announced three holes today. I'm speaking about one. But the other two holes, while they may not have been as mineralized, as mineral rich, they were still mineralized. They were still full of pathfinder metals that gives us an indication we're in the right area. And those just extended from where we drilled 70 meters. We've got confirmation something's going on because we did get numbers there. Now, like I say, not quite as high, but still gave us, encouragement that now when we go back this year, we're going to bracket these holes and see what could be deeper down, because a kilometer and a half away, what we're seeing is the grades are getting better as we're getting deeper.
Yeah.
So, I'm not going to say that I was cheap. I was just frugal in our first drill program because we only did 3,000 meters, but we tested shallow, because we got to poke our finger in and let's say, is the pie warm yet? And if it is, okay, well, let's keep going. So that's what today's news was about. And just excited because, I say to you, not very many companies, when you're drilling on a brownfields project, has six for six. And that's what we got.
Yeah. I'm
That's
interrupting you, and I laughed when you started getting into this. And again, not out of disbelief or mocking, but I'm just laughing because we're either getting really lucky or we're onto something really big, and it's probably both. But yeah, that made me laugh. Yes, we're getting.
You know,
This is
we've
really good to all my viewers and listeners. This is really good news. And you said a step out. A kilometer step out. That means we're, correct me if I'm wrong, that indicates to me as a mining investor that this is big.
and we hope we hope that we really do, and
I'm
that's why
reading
we're
between the
doing what we
lines.
do. And I think too, Andy, we've managed to do that, keeping the integrity or the structure of the company intact. Which means we only have 29 million shares outstanding. We have just a little over $4 million in cash. And as a mining investor, and I'm one as well, we know that the drill bit is what drives value.
You've said
Right?
that so many times, I'll never forget. And you're really the, I've talked to over 200 executives in the last 2 years, and you hammer that, and I couldn't agree with you more. And you're the only one that really says that.
Yeah, because I think when you look at any, this is a speculative space, right? We're all rolling the dice. We really are. And where the value comes from is when you have good drill holes. Now, and not every drill hole is going to hit, Andy. That's the reality of it. But we do know that, speculation jumps in when drill holes deliver, and that's where us all as shareholders are going to benefit. So I'd rather spend money drilling a hole than anything else.
And get the word out. And then that drives everything. Talk to me a little bit about take me through the rest of the first quarter here. Yeah, what's coming that you can talk about, that you can talk about? Why should be people be paying, continue to pay attention? What other news that you can share coming, that's coming?
So we've got more drill holes to come. That's number one. So those will be delivered out here over probably the next 4 to 5 weeks, if not sooner. Right now our focus today is on Las Coloradas because that's where the drill bit delivered. But we have two projects, and I think if your listeners again go back and listen to our first conversation, they're both look alike in the sense that they were fragmented districts. I spent a year putting those districts together, and in the case of Amaloya, I spent 3 years. So in terms of catalysts, this first quarter we're going to be on Amaloya. So we're going to be doing some more, you may yawn, but mapping, sampling, making sure that we've got the drill targets identified that we want, because we're replicate what we did at Las Coloradas. We're going to do a 3,000 meter program. We're going to sink some holes in around the old operating mine. So you're going to see that in the first quarter. You're going to see those additional results in the first quarter, and then some geology. I'm going to be upfront and say I don't think drilling's going to start until the second quarter back at Las Coloradas. There's just,
There's a lot to work with already.
there's the yeah, we, you know, and then people and everything to put it all, the logistics, I guess, is where I'm going in. And we're a small company. I think, Andy, that's something you identified early on. I don't have 15 people and a huge overhead and stuff. We tend to be hands-on, and that goes for me as well.
Yeah, I'll talk about that. I'll make a comment about that to all my viewers and listeners. Don't call Scott on Christmas Day because he will pick up the phone. He got a phone call, maybe from one of you guys that are listening on Christmas Day. But also, you called me after the first interview dropped about a lot of people were calling you off that interview, and Scott is that guy that's going to pick up the phone and he's re going to respond to emails. But just also keep in mind that this is a small company, but that's good. I put it into buckets. My bu first bucket is explorers. Those are the small ones, and those are where you get 10, 15, 20 baggers, or they bankrupt, to be candid with you. They don't hit anything. And the second is a developer, which is a much bigger company. This is a small company that is exploring, and that's correct me if I'm wrong, that's why Scott's into this. And it looks like they have something really good.
Andy, I think you hit the nail on the head there. We're explorers. That's what we're good at. We're the treasure hunters. Do I want to be that development company? I don't. I don't want to take it to that stage. I want it to be big enough that I think we showed a map the last time we were up. One of those surrounding operators that are in production will come along and say, okay, Scott, this has been great. You and shareholders, that's great. Here you go, and off we go. And that's what we do, and we do it in a very focused area. I'm not, I don't have a project in Canada and one in Peru and one in Bolivia. 100% of our focus is in Parral, Mexico, in the state of Chihuahua, and that's where we plan to stay.
And that's where
We've
you're
got a lot of work
executing.
to do, Andy.
Yeah,
Now,
you got a lot of
I can't.
work.
We see a lot of projects come our way, where people, look at this opportunity, look at this opportunity. But I can tell you that those are not easy. They're not just like, oh, you can write a check and jump in. By the time you look at the tenure and who owns it and access and all of those things, it's a big job. So we'll stay focused on what we have. We're happy with what we have. We think the opportunity is there. And until it tells us otherwise, we're not leaving.
Yeah, that's music to my ears. Really, the focus, and exploration. Well, to all my viewers and listeners, there's going to be news coming out in the next few weeks. So you really need to stay tuned. Scott, if people want to find out more about Kingsman Resources, if they want to call you or email you, guys, email them. Give Scott a little bit of a break. I'm teasing. How do they get in touch with you, Scott?
You can get in touch with me through the website, through info@Kingsman Resources. They can call me direct,
He picks up the phone.
yeah, just call me direct. And if I don't pick up the phone, leave a message and I'll call you back. And Andy, you're more than welcome to share my phone number with your audience, because it'll either go to the office and then it comes directly to me, regardless. And yeah, that's how you get a hold of me. We have Instagram, we have LinkedIn, all of those things. I try to do my best to keep those updated as best I can.
Keep on drilling, Scott. That's what you need to do. Keep on
That's
drilling.
you know that that's the nature of our industry is to drill. And it you know I will say too, Andy, you can't just get a project and then drill immediately. I guess you could,
Yeah.
but you always want to drill for the best chances of success. And
Sure.
I think for your viewers and listeners and people I talk to, I say that 2 years of work to get us to this stage is completed.
Yeah.
And that's a big, bonus, I guess you'll call it, then, starting out where you got to start with, permitting, mapping, sampling, geophysics. We've completed that. And, part of that, Andy, and I think we discussed this because it was all fragmented and whatnot. There was a lot of major operators in there, and I grabbed all of their historical data, whatever I could get. I picked up the phone and just told them, hey, would you be willing to share this? Or, and operators, majority of them, they're excited for you because they go, oh, you put that together. Oh, we were unable to do that, but you know what? That was 11 years ago. Here, Scott. And
Yeah.
they're great data packages.
Yeah.
So, that helped us on this journey.
Yeah, immensely. Well, Scott, it's always a pleasure to talk with you. I'm looking forward to talking to you again, hopefully very soon in the next couple of weeks. To all my viewers, check them out. I again, they are a sponsor of the channel, a very proud sponsor, I hope, and thank you. And I am a very happy shareholder with these results. So I want to thank you and the team
Thank you.
and the team for that.
It's
Please give them
important.
my love and our shout out. So thank you so much, Scott, and let's have you on again real soon.
Okay, thanks, Andy.
Take care.
Bye.
Okay.
There.